100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Have you got your coffee? Have you got your donuts? Have you got your... What do you eat? I don't know. What do you rub on yourselves? What gets you excited on Sunday that gets you out of bed? And maybe it's church. Maybe it's football. Well, there's no football. Sorry. But what I've got for you is even better. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 414. Who do you miss? So, who do you miss? I don't know. We're going to find out. What did this inspire you to write and hopefully record? Let's find out. First up to bat, first one out of the gates is John Musico. John, let it roll.
A rose by any other name would still smell as sweet. 2,000 years ago, Jesus stood before the masses. He was concerned that much dissension regarding the Messiah had led to wars. He passed his hand over his face, changing it to the face of Buddha, and announced, "My name is Buddha." He pointed at one of his followers and asked sternly, "Do you no longer believe in me?" He again passed his hand over his face, revealing the face of Muhammad, and said, "My name is Muhammad. There is but one God. See that he comes in more than one form." The Messiah then left and prayed for them.
Thank you, John. A little quick change Jesus there. Thank goodness. Ooh. Do Jimmy Cagney. Oh, sorry. Good coffee. Okay, coffee, bleh, but it's the Bailey's that makes it good. Who's up next? Jeffrey. Oh, by the way, I'm doing this in Audacity again. It's just easier. You know, also it doesn't have me sounding like the bottom of a well when I use the telephone effect. Although I may do a little practice. I don't know. The less effort, the better, really. Just, I want to push one button, done. I'm that lazy. I know, it's Sunday. I have a lot of time to get this done. I've got the flowers in the flower bed. It's looking nice. Maybe I'll go outside, relax, pick up some more dirt, go get some mint. I know that Gina's coming home today, so maybe I got to pick some stuff up for her. I don't know. But what I do know is that next is Jeffrey.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher. Another week, another podcast, and another couple of stories. My first story is called The Missing Doctor. Last November, when the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who rolled around, the BBC made sure that the anniversary was both a statement about where the show was heading and a celebration of the past. Between the anniversary episode itself, the prequel The Night of the Doctor, and the Peter Davison penned The Five-ish Doctor's reboot, all but one of the surviving actors who played the Doctor made an appearance. Smith, Tennant, Hurt, and Tom Baker in the anniversary episode, a marvelous 6 minutes of McGann in the prequel, and Davison, Colin Baker, and McCoy in The Five-ish Doctors. Christopher Eccleston, I don't know who pissed you off, but it's time to stop holding a grudge. We missed you. My second story is called Jimmy. That smile. The gentle southern accent. The genuine article, not an affectation. Military service. An engineering degree. Experience in both business and governing. A wife who wasn't a national scold. The relative competence in foreign policy. Well, I did say relative. Yes, I now miss the Carter presidency. Sure, energy crisis, gasoline rationing, sweaters in the White House, hostages in Iran, inflation, unemployment, malaise, misery index. And yet, come back, Jimmy, all is forgiven. My wife yells from the next room, "Jeff, stop reading the goddamn Washington Post. You know it just irritates you." Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Well, you know that Jimmy Carter was going to play the war doctor Until, of course, John Hurt said, eh, okay, I'll do it. And Eccleston, well, he's just a dick. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Jeffrey. Man, I like the 50th anniversary stuff, too. I was catching up on the new Doctors on Netflix and Amazon. Then Comcast had the streaming of them. And it was good. It was good. I really like them. The best one, I think, of all the new ones is the one with Vincent Van Gogh. I really like that one. The ending of it is just amazing. So there you go. Jeffrey, thank you. And let's move on to Richard and see what he's got this week.
Good morning. I hope you're well. Just two stories this week. The first is part 51 of George's story, called Missed Me. Did you miss me? Inquired Emily flirtatiously. Annoyed at her joke, George responded grumpily. No, I didn't. If anyone can look after themselves, you can. To be honest, I was happy to get the hell out of town without you holding me back. Emily looked hurt. But George, I missed you. George sighed. You know who I miss? All those normal people from before this nightmare started. My friends and family. People who weren't terrified the world was going to end. Emily still looked upset. George laughed. Gotcha. You're not the only joker around here. Of course I missed you. Story number two is called The One. There's always the one. She's the one you grew up with and shared your school days, maybe even that first kiss. You had a special connection, loved the same music and enjoyed those wild and crazy moments together, now so long ago. Then life intervened. You moved apart, stayed in touch for a while, but gradually, quietly, you grew distant and apart. And now only memories remain, the fleeting moments restored by a familiar song or rediscovered photograph. So many years have passed. And do I miss her? Hell no. She was a complete leech. But I bet she misses me. And there you go. Short and sweet. I'll speak to you next week. Goodbye.
You know, that last one was short and sweet. Get her out the door. Come on, put her in the past. Rear view mirror. Nobody looks better than in the rear view mirror, baby. Although some objects may be closer than they seem to appear. Thank you, Richard, for a little lesson in life. You know who else? Yeah, Tura. Very wise, very smart. I think let's move on to Tura and see what's going on. Huh? I know you agree.
We might have met on Eos. Or perhaps it was Delos. Or Santorini. The only customers in a small cafe, an invitation from one to join the other, and then walking together to contemplate the gleaming white houses, the blue domes, and the occasional fragments of antiquity. And we did what neither of us would have done alone, going island-hopping around the Cyclades for 2 weeks, using our small Greek to find lodgings wherever our spirits took us. And then? Well, there is no and then, because this is just a story I made up. But I still miss her.
Thank you, Tura. Hey, there was a Planet Money recently that followed up with a couple that was getting married in Greece. They'd gone without pay at their jobs for a long time. They followed up on it. It was kind of cool. Although I wonder if it really is getting better over there. Is it? If you're over in Greece, hey, drop us a line in the comments. Say, hi, we're over here. Come on, come visit. Get some cashews. Exactly like that. Okay, I'm just being silly. Who's next here? Let's see. Lizzie. Lizzie has come by and dropped off a story. So,
hey, hi, over here. Come on, drop by, have some cashews.
Really, cashews are good. I enjoy them. Although I found out why they had red cashews, because it was to hide the imperfections on the shell. Just now they can harvest them better, and it looks nicer. So you don't need the red. See? Not a conspiracy. Not poisoning the populace. I like the red ones. And my brother would say, oh, you're so stupid. So, you know, he said that about everything. Jerk. I'm never going to get over that. What I will do is play Lizzie's story.
The roller coaster was closed. A crowd of people stood at the gates of the carnival. The media gathered, awkwardly silent, except for one reporter. Who do you miss? He asked. I miss my friend Tom, replied the kid. The reporter motioned his cameraman to go back in the van. No report would come out of this. He took one last glance at the crowd of sad people, poor souls. They had all been decapitated by that darn roller coaster, and apparently they didn't know it yet. Of all things, the reporter couldn't help thinking, I would have replied, I definitely miss myself. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Isn't life one big roller coaster? A big, long roller coaster. And I'm glad to be on it with every one of you, including Lizzie. Thank you, Lizzie. And Duck! My God, that's a dangerous big roller coaster. Who's up next? Julie, with a happy and sweet story. Yeah. Better get out the tissues for this one, folks. This is a... It's fun. Okay. I know I'm setting y'all up. Here's Julie, and leave her notes of sympathy in the comments. Just don't go all Sylvia Plath.
Oh, hi, everyone. It's Julie. I've been away for a bit. Got out of the habit of my 100-word stories, but I'm back, and I've been thinking of you and following and miss you. So this is my offering on the topic of who I miss. It's a poem, of course, and it's called Host Body. Keep waiting. It'll start shortly. Host Body. The white BMW rides on autopilot. It knows its way to work, where I smile, nod, and acquiesce for $85,000 a year. I spread my legs weakly, let you take my body to keep the peace, smile, and nod again. 17 years ago, I carried a child, nausea, piercing, spear pain under my ribs until they took you. All they gave me was Tylenol. Oh, Tylenol, oh, Tylenol, oh, Xanax, blessed saviors. These aliens, they inhabit me. These strangers, they take me in bits and pieces. What remains? Who I miss is that girl, not tied or obligated to anyone. Thanks for listening, everyone, and thank you, Lawrence. And this is Julie signing out.
Thank you, Julie. But remember, you don't have to miss people all that much if you leave a comment for them and say, hey, that was great. Then you won't have to miss them. You could always communicate to them through that. Oh, man. Ooh, that went up the wrong pipe. So, yeah, what was I doing? Just tried to send a tweet that would be funny. You know, I was going to announce the 100 Word Stories development kit for $300 to get a bottle of Jack Daniels, paper and a pen, and no equity in when Facebook buys it. No, okay, not smart. Whatever, who cares? Screw it, doesn't matter. It's not going to make a lick of difference. You're going to stick things over your head and then try to drive with them. People do dumb things. Farmville immersive, oh boy. Here's a fucking cow! I should stop. All right, here's Cliff. He'll get us back on track.
In my profession, you can't afford to be sentimental. The higher-ups expect things of you, and they don't take excuses. Emotions get in the way. Mind you, I'm not a machine or anything. I have feelings just like anybody. I just control them. Still, everyone has a weakness. You know, someone they can't forget. For me, it was Natasha. I spoke to her once, 7 years ago, and I still miss her. It seems stupid, but it's true. I miss her. But someday, I'll get over it and finally hit her. Being a sniper is a tough business.
Yeah, but you get cool clothes. And you know that pack that the snipers always have? They put stuff in? Man, that looks awesome. Always in black, too. Okay, unless it's in the snow, then it's white. Huh? Okay. Thank you, Cliff, and happy sniping. And, hey, why don't you pay a visit? Not across in the building across from here and looking great. I'm going to step away from the windows now while you listen to Serendipity. Here we go.
They call it Sniper Alley. The only route into the city, and anyone using it, is a sitting duck. It's almost too easy. From where I'm hidden, on the hillside, I'm protected. Invisible and deadly. It's a case of, you can run, but you can't hide. And I'm good at my job. Extremely good. I keep on the move, claiming a new spot under cover of darkness. Waiting until daybreak, and the next unfortunate soul. Load, aim, fire, reload. Too damn easy. Not so much a case of whom do you target. More a case of who do you miss.
Sniper. Two sniper stories in a row. Isn't it neat how some people think alike? As warped and sick as their ideas are? Isn't that cool? You don't feel alone anymore. Thank you, Serendipity. I'm not judging. Am I? I would never think of it. I would have never thought of a sniper story. I didn't think of one. It's neat how people think of things and come up with different angles and approaches. And even when it's the same angle, you still take your own little nudge, your own little tweak, your own little blink of the eye. That's so cool every week. Is that why I keep doing it? No. I don't know why I keep doing this. But one reason that I could bring up is, I wonder what Muncie will come up with this week. Yeah. Yeah. Muncie.
Greetings, penguins. Muncie here on your last week as the penguins, with a story that's sure to leave you wanting more. Or less. At any rate, you all agree that the amount of story I'm providing one way or another is wrong. So let's get this disappointment orgy on the road. I Miss Him Still, by Christopher Monroe. I miss the man I used to be. The energy, the enthusiasm of youth, the belief that I could do anything. These are things I do genuinely miss. Don't get me wrong, I'd never go back to being him in a million years. He was just the worst. If I met myself at 17, it'd be 5 minutes before I wanted to punch him in the face. He was too full of himself, too in love with the sound of his own voice to be even remotely tolerable. I still am, but the material I do now has improved somewhat. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzyMunzy. I'm out of here, Penguins, but I'll be back next month with a new story, a new nickname, and possibly a new band, because Disappointment Orgy is way too cool a name for a band to let pass me by.
Thank you, Muncy. And to all you Penguins out there, I'm sorry. We intruded on your territory. We presumed to become Penguins, and we were wrong. We were so wrong. Thank you. I just got laundry started. I should have been doing laundry all along, all the time. Nope, didn't do it. Had to put some credit on the little smart card. Whew, man. They get you every time, don't they?
The printer isn't working. Would you like to continue without a receipt?
Sure, why not? As if I'm going to walk up to some place waving a receipt and saying,
oh, I need to get this reimbursed because your machine broke.
Yeah, right. No one ever does that. They just take our money. Oh, should I get back to doing... Oh, yeah, all right. Here's the next story is two stories by Zach Mann. Two stories by Zach Mann. How's that? You know, I've made this easier on myself. I save everything from Gmail into the downloads folder, and then I rename it, you know, the 01 John Musico, 02 Jeffrey, 03 Richard, so it stacks up in order. And then I drag it from the downloads file into my favorites of Weekly Challenge. You see? Although, how do I add something to my favorites? I don't know. I don't need these devices. I don't need tags. I just need favorites. That's all I need. Okay, there we go. Oh, I should probably play his stories. Okay, here we go.
I read that the place that SpongeBob lives was probably named after where those nuclear tests were done, mentioned Drew. Bikini Atoll. Yes, Dylan. And Bikini Bottom would be under it, said Drew. I never understood how crabs could give birth to blue whales, pondered Zach. Mr. Krabs didn't give birth to Pearl. He's a crab, not a seahorse, responded Dylan. Is Mr. Krabs the Sweeney Todd of Bikini Bottom? Inquired Zach. No, that's silly. Mr. Krabs isn't a barber, replied Drew. It's unlikely Krabby Patties are crab meat, added Dylan. We'll miss these talks when spring break ends.
Wait, it was spring break? Oh, I missed spring break? Well, I always did. I always had to study. Even though I didn't study until Saturday, the last Saturday. Let's not look back at those days longingly at missed opportunities, and instead, how about some more Zach Mann?
How was your grocery shopping trip with my favorite cousin? Not too bad, dearest. I brought you home some fresh butter. But I asked for cream, not butter. Yes, I purchased you cream, and you have butter. You don't make any sense. Well, dearest, it would make sense if you had been riding in the car with your cousin. He got pulled over, with the police accusing him of almost hitting a pedestrian. He might have gotten away without a ticket if he hadn't said something to the cop about what matters is how many pedestrians he decisively missed.
Thank you, Zach, man. That describes my driving to a T. You might be able to hear in the background Mist wanting to go outside.
Little girl want to go outside. Baby Panther want to play.
I know what she wants to do. I put out flowers and planted them, although piling up 5 bags of dirt and then just dropping the flowers in the dirt instead of actually digging into the soil below. That doesn't count. But those roots are strong. They can do all the digging themselves, right? Right? Oh, it doesn't freaking matter. They'll all die anyway. They'll either be overwatered or scorched by the blazing hot sun. I need to get more mint. No, you are not going outside. What she does, she and Tinny, no. You're not going outside. Not until laundry is done. You want to help with laundry? No. So, she and Tinny like to play in the dirt. You know, I put down the 5 bags of dirt first, and then they were hiding in it, and then moving it aside and pooping in it, and then covering it. You know, having a good time with it. You know, ooh, it's a dirty playpen. Whee! Stupid cats. So if I find flowers all torn up, these two, they're going in the gumbo. Sorry. Sorry you had to hear that. Kitty Gumbo. Oh, speaking of Kitty Gumbo, we have a new participant here. Wispy. Say that with me. Wispy. I like to say that. I really do. Whether it's Bikini Bottom or not. Oh, get the beverage. I'm all out of coffee. Well, I'm out of coffee in the cup. I've got 10,000 K-cups here, but oh God, I'm wired enough. So here's Wispy for your viewing pleasure if you're watching the wave form of... Just, here she is.
Hello, this is Wispy Darkstone from Sucker Knife with my first entry to 100 Word Stories. This started off actually as a bit of a soppy story about my dog and then turned into this. So here we go. Ruby wakes, prodded from her sedation. Did you say, how do you do, miss? I'll have you know I'm no miss. I'm a muzz. I was a miss. A proper little miss. He put paid to that. His missus, he said. His to punch, slap, and shout, get on your back to. Do I feel remorse? Do I eck? That knife set me free. What? Oh, Ruby grins. Who do I miss? I'll miss the dog. Now give me my medication and get out. The officer drops the pills, rushes out, slamming and locking the door. Ruby swallows the pills.
I think somebody needs a root beer float. Wow. Thank you, Wispy, and you'll fit right in. Okay, I need to come up with some happy challenges. Right. So, speaking of happy challenges, now we have Spate. Be sure to keep coming back. We're scared. Very scared. At least I got the laundry started. Then when I go out to put things in the dryer, I take the trash out. Hopefully I remember to put the trash in the trash bin, as opposed to that one week where I was so out of it, I put it in a washer. We don't talk about that day. Sometimes I get very confused, and like at work, I make a cup of coffee, and if I talk to someone, I put the coffee mug down while talking, and then I go make another, and I think the most I've done are 3 in a row. So I'm not completely eclipsed by dementia yet, but it's coming. And oh boy, won't it be fun. For you. Here's Spate.
Hey, it's me, Spate. Sounds like we're going around the pod with introductions, so... Spate is not my real name, but it's easy to remember. In 1974, my junior year in high school, I took a creative writing course taught by the English department head that everybody hated. At first, I hated her too. But something happened. She woke a passion in me for expressing myself through written word. Then, unfortunately, life got in the way. I wound up in the Navy for 4 years, and then working a real job with a wife and children, and then another wife, and then grandchildren, and yet another wife, and a stepson. You know how it goes. Years went by, lots of years, and aside from an occasional well-put-together business report and lots of killer emails, I really didn't do any creative writing until I came here, which was last September, and I've hung around like a foot fungus ever since, hopefully learning, usually experimenting, and definitely always having fun creating. That's more than I get to do at my day job. Ultimately, though, I'm here because of that high school English department head. I do this for Mrs. Cleaves. You can blame her. My story this week is called Grace. And here it is. She was gone. He knew already as he lay in the fog of sleep before even getting out of bed. He couldn't smell coffee. She always made the coffee. He wasn't sure what he would find. A note, torn photographs, an empty ring. But as he turned the corner, she was there, sitting at the kitchen table, smoking a cigarette, wearing that vacant stare. The doctors said Alzheimer's, dementia, neurodegenerative plaque, said her brain got all tangled. He couldn't let her go so ungraciously. He reloaded the pistol, moved closer and aimed, determined, through bitter tears, not to miss again.
Thank you, Spate. But most importantly, thank you, Mrs. Cleaves. Your inspiration, your awakening of the monster that is Spate. Okay, maybe not monster. Well, a good monster. You know, like on Sesame Street, there are bad monsters and good monsters. Like Grover. Grover is a good monster. So the good monster, kind of like Grover, except not with all the near, far. Is Ernie a monster? What about Bert? Maybe they're all monsters. Maybe the children are the monsters. You know, if you're when you travel, you're the foreigner. Kind of. What am I saying? I'm going to cut my losses before I say something even more horribly stupid and just move to Tom. Tom, let's hear it.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Story total, 6,440. Story average, 19.70. Movement, John passes Julie into the 55th place. Spate passes Terry into the 37th place. Batgirl is two stories shy from entering the top 30. Richard exchanges places with Cliff, he to the 12th position, and Cliff is now the 13th monkey. Zackman is merely two stories away from displacing Thomas to regain the 5th place. Sing passes the 500th story unit. He is now at 120% participation. This week marks the end of an amazing lineup. 11th through 18th places are active authors. Jeffrey, Richard, Cliff, Chris, Tura, Danny, Lizzie, and Serendipity. Great honors ensue for one next week. And I've got two stories. A continuation of a well-defined relationship. Part 41? Part 40-something. As the good ladies of the Gear Guild swirled on the veranda, edges of lace danced in the sunlight. The year of black was coming to a close. But who would she leave behind when the morning wear was neatly folded into a chest? Who would she miss more, the husband or the mother? As tea and cake circulated, a moment of seemingly least significance rose. A random Sunday with her mother, hers, and her sister's flashed, then dissolved. She found herself pulled to that circle of women, a black shawl dropped into the dust. "My name is Anne," said the ex-widow. "And story two. Who do I miss? Speaking as an agnostic, I wish to say the lure of heaven is as seductive as a pint of Ben and Jerry's on an Osage August afternoon. The more years you pile up, the pile of funeral cards keeps step as the days slip away. Who do I miss? Grandma, Tony, Cliff, Jack, Susie, Billy, Adolf, Bill, Zach, and Carl. For one reason or another, be it distance or time, I never got the full measure of these people's company. A happy wish heaven. But if wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. Oh yeah, Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison. And that's it."
Thank you, Tom. Part 40-something. I should just stop giving out numbers and just say, yeah, they're about to, there. At least this week I'm not going to get the chopped liver and the beef tongue. I cleaned out the fridge. First thing when Gina was taking her trip. Cleaned it out. And then I did not go anywhere that Saturday, so I wouldn't break anything. And I'm fine. I haven't hurt a damn thing this week. Well, I'm still fat, but anyway, I feel fine. Do you feel fine? I hope so. Fine enough for Norval Joe? Oh, heck yes. Here he is.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 414 with a prompt of, who do you miss? I miss AT&T's service, no. I was going to say good service, but I don't know if that's true. My internet went out last night, and they scheduled a technician to come out and fix our service today between 12 and 4. So at 11:30, when he shows up, and I'm not there yet, he calls it a missed call and leaves. So they're scheduled again tomorrow between 12 and 4. Bunch of jerks. I'll have to go to McDonald's to send this in. Make my note on Facebook. Crying out loud. Well, here's my story. Two murderers. See if I can say that clearly. I have a sore on my tongue. Two murderers, dressed in black and white striped prison suits, walked along a deserted highway. A heavy iron chain swung between them, connected to manacles at their ankles. The taller one said, "I think of all my ex-wives, I miss the fourth the most. She was real pretty, and pleasant, too. I only killed her because she was always correcting my grammar. How about you? Who do you miss the most?" "Whom?" the other one said. "What?" asked the first. "Not what," the second one said with a laugh. "You said who, and it should be, whom do you miss the most?" Well, thanks for listening, and I'll probably see you next week, probably with Xfinity instead of UVerse. See you then.
Thank you, Philip Norval Joe Carroll. Your sacrifice, the effort that you put in to participating this week will not go unacknowledged. It will be treasured, valued, appreciated. It is amazing the lengths that some people will go to be a part of this. Will keep trying, push themselves, strive for the coda, the sword that Japanese sword makers try to make, but they never can, but they still keep trying. The true sword master tries to create the coda. We'll never succeed in it, but we'll keep trying and innovating and then training the next generation for it. That's what we're all doing. And you doing whatever it takes to get this in. I appreciate that. I do. As opposed to the lame asses who don't even try. Oh, that's so hard. Oh, it's so difficult. Oh, getting up from this sofa is just gravity wins. Really? I know you can do it. You can do it. Even if it's not a part of this show, if it's a part of Great Heights, if it's a part of The Round Table, a part of Drabblecast, a part of, what's that other one? Escape Pod, or a Pseudopod, or that Fantasy Pod, or Steam Pod, or countless other things. Try. Keep trying. Do it somewhere. Write it. Do that NaNoWriMo any month you want. If you want to show how badass you are, do it in February. Oh, I don't need those extra 2 days. I can kick ass in 28. Well, you may puss out and do it in a leap year. I don't need that leap year. Yeah, whatever. Try. Write, create, express. Make up your own topics. Take a dictionary and flip through it and stick your grubby little finger in it. Point out a word. Do that with an encyclopedia if those exist. Go to some site with random things like Atlas Obscura and something with a random word generator and just generate a random word and just what does that inspire you to do? Whether it's 100 words, 1,000 words, 10,000 words, 1,000,000 words, or just 2 words. Try it. There's more to you than just going through the motions until somebody carves you up and sticks you in various places in the ground. Or shoves you in an oven so that, oh, no, wait, it's cremation. Whatever. The time between when you start and stop, fill it with something. Leave something lasting. Even if it lasts for just a second longer than you, a moment longer than you, maybe it will inspire others. What the hell was I saying? And don't post that on anything. Nothing. If you Invocation for Beginnings by Z. Frank. Now that will get your mojo up. Speaking of getting your mojo up, how about some Planet Z? Yeah, I know. Every week.
It's 4 in the morning. I pick up the phone and dial her number. I removed it from my contacts, but I remember it by heart. I clear my calling history, but I remember it by heart. I can't forget. I can never forget. She turns off her phone at night. Not because of me, though. She did that when we were together. Nothing's so important that it has to be done now, while she sleeps. Everything can wait. Then, when she wakes up, it all starts again. Missed calls? None. She has my number blocked. Is it 4 again?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of who do you miss? Who do you miss? Who did you miss from this week? Let them know in the comments. Say, hey, where were you? We missed you. Maybe I missed you. Are you playing with me? Are you playing with my heart? I think you are. Come back. I mean, it's a special week next week. It's, shit, I don't know what it is. So, thank you all for being a part of this. Those who did not want us to miss you. We treasure you, penguins. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com is where you can do all sorts of crap. The sidebar, the subscribes, the Facebook, the Google, the this, the that, whatever. Next week's topic, pick 2. Whole bunch of stuff on here. The list is up on the site. Go ahead and look it over. Pick out two. Don't let it intimidate you. You're better than that. If you have to, put them on little strips of paper. Pick two out of your hat. There you go. The harder it is, the more fun the challenge. You know, you don't go down the bunny slope every time. You look for those two black diamonds, and you do it. Downhill all the way. Gravity wins. And you know what? If you stumble, fall, and break your neck and end up like a Kennedy, that's okay. People will say, you're the dude that did the double diamond. Or is it black X's? I don't know. I don't fucking ski. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening, being a part of this, joining the army of 100 words. We invade the Crimea next week. Oh, and by the way, keep it brief.